Okay, so the story that Ursula had in her newscast, and I want to give full credit once again to the Seattle Times because they had two great stories today, one of them by reporter Mike Baker, about college students getting hush money from public universities here in Washington State. And it's the story of two women at Central Washington University. There's a music professor there who kissed them on the face, made comments such as, I love you. And after a review, one of the women said that I'm being dropped from my performance major in retaliation for filing a complaint. So Central Washington came up with a solution. We'll give you free tuition for a year. So in other words, they'll take your and my tax money, since it's a public university. We'll give you free tuition and we'll give you some other benefits. We'll have other professors give you private tutoring as long as you remain silent and don't talk about the settlement. That's a great expenditure of tax dollars, isn't it? And then in the Seattle Times story, the hypocrisy of some of our legislators, they quote Senator Karen Kaiser, who says she was appalled that a public university would use non-disclosure agreements in such situations. I'm appalled too. But what a hypocrite when your party, the Democrats in control in Olympia, are doing everything you can as a legislative body to keep your records from public disclosure requests, your calendar appointments, other private things that you say should be exempt, not Karen Kaiser specifically, but your party, your Democrats, you want to keep legislative records exempt, but you say you're appalled that a public university would do that. That's all hypocrisy. But let's get back to what's going on at our universities. They said that the professor said to the Seattle Times in an email he fully cooperated with the university in the matter. He was informed that he was cleared of wrongdoing. He did acknowledge hugging students and making a comment such as, I love you, kid, and recalled kissing one of the women on the cheek as a farewell after a recital. So the women filed complaints, and they're given hush money. Your money that you work hard for, that you pay in tax dollars, go to these college students so that they'll keep quiet about problems at the university and the professors teach on. And then the story Ursula had in her newscast about the University of Washington. And, you know, what courage for this volleyball star, Cassandra Strickland, from a few years ago with the Huskies. But there was a Tai Club event where there was drinking, and a associate athletic director, Roy Schick, he'd been on the staff for a long time at the UW, he offered to give this volleyball player a ride home from the Tai Club event. And she said, I'd had some to drink. And she thought that she should accept the offer. But allegedly, she told the Seattle Times that the guy pulled over behind the fields, the baseball fields at the U. He parked and started kissing her. She said she felt frozen as he took off her shorts. She shook her head no when he asked her for a sex act. She says that he groped her and then did some other things to her that I'm not going to get into. But she says that he then drove her to her car, told her to kiss him before he left, and she had went and slept in the locker room for the night. And then she was just terrified by this whole thing. So the university launched a big investigation, 29 witnesses who they interviewed. They talked to five people that this volleyball player had spoken to in the months following. They all gave consistent accounts of her story. So what does the UW do? They allow Roy Schick to resign. They said that he was just going to be involved with some startup. And then he gets hired by a university down in Arizona, Grand Canyon University. But there was no record of what he allegedly did to this volleyball player. And so a guy who allegedly did some really horrible things just quietly gets shuffled from one public university to a private university. Well, he was hired as vice president at Grand Canyon University. They did not know about the UW's investigation. They did not know about the findings. None of that was attached to this guy. And when the Seattle Times told him that they were doing the story, the Grand Canyon University put Roy Schick on administrative leave and then fired him on Sunday. This is the culture that is in our public universities that our tax dollars are paying for. And I don't have time to get into it right now, but I know, you know, really bad people who have gotten shuffled from job to job at the high school level because, I'll get into that a little bit later. But it's your tax dollars at work. Bad people get protected, and the system is broken. And that is your big lead for today.